Welcome back to Elmer, everyone. I'm your host, Eli, and today I have a very special guest, Pete Samu. If you don't already know who he is, Pete is a professional Australian rugby union player currently playing for the Brumbies, as well as playing for our national rugby team, the Wallabies. He is representing Australia in international rugby. I met Pete and his family at church, if you are wondering how I know him. Pete very kindly agreed to doing an interview with me, so sit back into your car seat or your pillows, or your couch, wherever you are. My point is to just relax, stay tuned, everyone, and let's get right into it.
Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned.
I just want to say sorry about the bad audio in this episode, guys. My microphone wasn't working and the Zoom that me and Pete were doing our interview on was kind of acting up a little bit. I just want to say I'm sorry about the bad audio, but yeah, in future episodes we should hopefully have way better audio.
Welcome to the podcast, Pete. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Happy to be here.
Have you got any rugby games anytime soon?
Yeah, we've got a game this Friday, but I won't be playing. I've got a shoulder injury that I'm carrying, so should be right for next week.
Well, I hope the games go well. Thanks for being today's guest. Have you been on a podcast before?
I think I've been on one before. I think it was like early in my career.
Do you get interviewed much? Like not just on a podcast, but like even just after games?
I get interviewed a little bit, not so much. I'm not very good with getting interviewed, but I think the more you do it, the better you get at it. So, yeah, sometimes I get interviewed and sometimes I try and stay away from being interviewed.
The first question is like, well, I don't know if it's really a question, but could you tell the listeners a bit about you and what inspired you to get into rugby in case they didn't know?
Yep. My name's Pete Samu. I'm 31. I was born and raised in Melbourne, done all my schooling in Melbourne. What inspired me? I don't know about inspired, but my older brothers and my dad played rugby, so I kind of just grew into it. Yeah, I grew to love the game and still playing today, which is pretty cool.
Do you know how to do any other sports, or is it just mainly rugby?
Yeah. Well, in school, rugby wasn't very big in Melbourne, so we didn't have rugby, so I played a bit of AFL in school, which was a pretty cool experience. I wasn't fit enough for the game, but, you know, getting that contact side of things compared to rugby was a good experience. And I recently started playing golf.
How's that been?
I've been out a couple times and I haven't been great. My teammates that I go with are very good, so sort of just learn off them and hopefully I can get out to play another game soon.
Yeah. How did it all start? As in, like, how did you join the rugby teams that you're now in, the Wallabies, the Brumbies?
I think when I first signed my professional contract, never really had goals such as playing in these kind of teams, but just working hard and just knowing what you wanted to sort of get out of playing the sport. I think the main thing was that I was playing with some of my good mates and enjoying the sport, which sort of led me on to playing for the Wallabies and the Brumbies. The thing I like most is like getting to play with your good mates.
Do you get like a lot of injuries, or is it pretty?
I've had a few. Quite lucky they weren't very serious ones. I think the longest I've been out was maybe 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow. What injury was that?
I think that might have been my knee, which was quite a few years back now. But apart from that, I've been pretty good with injuries, I feel.
What are your top three favourite things to do in your spare time? Or, like, what do you like to do in your spare time?
I've got two little kids that I enjoy spending time with and my little dog, Russell. I'm a bit of a gamer, so I play a bit of Call of Duty and probably just hanging out with friends and family.
What is your favourite food or meal?
My favourite... I know my favourite food would be noodles or, like, ramen soup with noodles. That'll be my favourite food and meal.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone, today we have a special fact of the day because you guys get two facts. Two! That's literally 1 + 3. Today's first fact is that all the electricity powering the internet weighs the same as a strawberry. Surprisingly, the whole thing weighs just 50 grams, around the weight of a single strawberry, but the actual information in it weighs less than a speck of dust. A strawberry. Why? Why me? Why us? Why the strawberries? The second fact is that a hippo's jaw opens wide enough to fit a sports car inside. Pretty small sports car, am I right?
Do you have a favourite movie or a favourite show that you like to watch?
Favourite movie, off the top of my head, I'd have to go with Enemy at the Gates. Quite an old movie. It's like an action movie, so it's like during the wars.
What's your favourite memory from when you were a kid?
Spending the weekends at my cousin's, staying up late, eating junk food and playing video games.
Do you have a favourite memory from playing rugby as well?
I got to run out in front of my parents for the Wallabies, I think.
Yeah, and I got to meet you at church, and like, it's been so great. What do you like about coming to church, and what role does faith have in your life?
Grew up in the Catholic church, so go to church as a family, and I like that I get to do that with my own kids, and just letting them know that you put God into everything, you know, that you can achieve anything and do what you want in life. I think faith for me is the reason why sort of I am where I am today, so yeah.
Yeah, like I do love playing with your cute kids at church. What is it like being a dad?
It's probably the best job in the world, I think. Watching them grow, and that can be headaches at times, but I think just watching them grow and learn new things and how they are with their siblings, and it's pretty special to see.
And I heard you have some exciting changes coming up and like a big move moving to
France.
Yeah, so tell me more about what's next for your career and family.
So we picked up a new opportunity in France, which will be a big change for us. Pretty exciting. We'll be in a town called Bordeaux. Yeah, so it'll be challenging, but exciting at the same time. I think it'll be pretty cool for my family to experience, and pretty cool to have the kids going to school and learning French. That's where we'll be headed for next year.
Now, it has been a pretty quick interview, but like the last question before we wrap up is, if you could give any advice to my audience, what would it be?
In whatever you want to do in life, make sure you enjoy it and make the most of it. Because, sometimes it doesn't last forever, and change is good.
Yeah. Thanks so much for being today's interviewee, Pete. And it's been really inspiring to hear all about your life and what you've achieved. I'm glad we could do an interview. Thank you. And I hope you have a great adventure. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me. It's been great. And hopefully see you at church on Sunday.
Yeah. See you then. Okay. Thank you, Pete.
No worries.
Bye. Cheers.